With SRN News, I am Michael Harrington in Washington. Former President Trump has made an emotional return to Butler, Pennsylvania, the site of the first attempt on his life last July.
A very big thank you to Pennsylvania. We love Pennsylvania. And as I was saying,
he was joined by running mate J.D. Vance, Elon Musk, and others on the grounds of the Butler Farm Show. President Biden has doubts about whether the November election will be peaceful. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has that story.
During his first ever appearance inside the White House briefing room, the president was asked about the upcoming election.
I'm confident it'll be free and fair. I don't know whether it'll be peaceful.
He said he had doubts about post-election safety because of what Donald Trump said after the 2020 election, comments Mr. Biden described as dangerous. Trump continues to insist that he won 4 years ago and says he will only accept the outcome of November's election if it's fair. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The death toll from Hurricane Helene has inched up to 227 at last count as the grim task of recovering bodies continues more than a week after the monster storm hammered the southeast. It destroyed homes, washed out roads, knocked out power and cell phone service for millions. Some are still suffering without cell phone or electricity. It's not clear how many people are unaccounted for or missing. While Americans continue to struggle under high rents, as many as 223,000 affordable housing units could disappear in the next 5 years alone. They were part of the low-income housing tax credit, but they only have to be kept low for 30 years on that wave of construction in the 1990s. Well, deadlines for those buildings are arriving now. This is SRN News. Democrats in the House are urging the IRS to reject tax-exempt status for Christian ministries unless they can specifically be defined as a church. Liberals expressed outrage recently when the Family Research Council was granted the right to be treated as an association of churches by the IRS. However, Congress has already passed laws granting churches and, quote, conventions or associations of churches special protections in order to uphold freedom of religion under the First Amendment to the Constitution. As President Daniel Ortega has moved aggressively to silence critics of his administration in Nicaragua, hundreds of churches have been closed, dozens of pastors have fled the country, and others have been arrested. This has prompted many Christians to begin worshiping secretly at home in small groups. In some places, services have had to be held at different venues every week to foil the authorities. One embattled Nicaraguan Christian says, quote, "Wherever we are, we can always pray to God." This is SRN News. Texas rarely grants clemency for death row inmates, but that's not stopping a group of bipartisan lawmakers.
Six state representatives showing their support for a man scheduled to be executed this month, and they are urging the Texas Board of Pardon Paroles and Governor Greg Abbott to spare the life of Robert Roberson. If Abbott should grant clemency, it will be the first time in 6 years and the fourth time ever in the state of Texas since the Supreme Court reinstated the death penalty in 1976. Abbott has commuted a death sentence only once. Jason Walker reporting.
Hollywood star Keanu Reeves made his professional auto racing debut in an event in which the Matrix star spun out at famed Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Reeves spun into the grass yesterday without a collision on the exit of Turn 9, a little more than halfway through the 45-minute race. He was fine, though, and kept on going. This is SRN News.